Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Lydia O'Kane. Today marks the fifth anniversary of the killing of Brother Roger of Taizé, who was stabbed to death during an evening prayer service in the French town. Brother Roger founded the Taizé community, an ecumenical Christian monastic order located in the Burgundy region. The brothers come from about 30 countries around the world, and the order has a strong devotion to peace and justice through prayer and meditation. We spoke to Brother David from the Taizé community about Brother Roger's life and legacy.
When we look in his life, in the way he came in Taizé alone 70 years ago, with the desire of bringing people together, Christians together, with a desire of reconciliation, with the desire of following Christ, not to be far from the world and from the people, but in order to bring also Christ present in the situations where people are suffering today, being open to the difficulties of our world. And 70 years ago, during the war, it was important to open ways of peace, to bring reconciliation there where people are divided, there where people were in war. And then this desire that Brother Roger had to continue and being present in the situation where God puts us, with the people that God puts us. So the world has changed a lot in 70 years. But during all his life, Brother Roger was searching. He was a searcher. Huh? He wanted to pay attention to the people around, to the world around, and to ask himself, what can we do today? How can we live Christ's call today? How can we bring something from what we understand, and the little we understand from the gospel, from Christ? How can we put it into practice already now and take it in the world and to the people that are around us? And this big desire, this inspiration, gave him so much strength to go throughout the years, knowing the most incredible situations here in Taizé, but also around the world where we have brothers living in small fraternities in poor countries, trying to live the same vocation, to be a sign of God's love in the world today.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.